Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Muhammad, I need to talk to you about something you said. Danielle, but more importantly, could I get you to switch to Sprint today? Today, because my headset. It's 1991. It took me out.
I don't understand.
It took me out. It's not even a Madonna headset.
No.
It's
or
like
Britney.
A play headset yep. you had when you played Army.
Yep.
Or
I think it's a video game headset.
That's exactly what it is.
$10. Hell, 30 says Mohammed is a video game enthusiast.
Oh, yeah. I love how you say Mohammed.
Well, that's what she says.
Mohammed. She kind of says, she says Muhammad.
Well.
Muhammad. Mohammed.
Y'all, this is single life.
This is single life. This is the blame game.
It's a single life. Ow, the flossy, flossy. I miss that theme song.
Oh, for Bling Empire.
That show got nominated for something. No, I saw it was
here on Reality Gaze. We're always here to inform you.
Was it an Oscar? It got nominated for like best reality documentary.
There is no Oscars. It must have been the Emmys. There
must
is
be
the
Emmys.
Oscars.
Yeah.
That's for film.
Yeah.
God, you're so bad at informing people.
It's yes. Anyway, you all nominated
some
for something.
Maybe it's something. maybe we need to be careful about just throwing something out there.
Look at Kevin Kreider's Instagram.
He did, I think it was a TikTok, that was like, when you're a hot Asian guy, and I wanted to go masturbate in a closet. It was so hot.
He's very attractive.
You know what? I still say the worst part is he's very nice and intelligent. And I know he did not come off that way on the show sometimes.
He played it dumb.
Yeah. But when we talked to him, he was just like, bing, bang, boom. We're like, who is this person?
And
then I could barely talk to him because he kind of looked one way, and then I saw a little bit of nipple at one point.
I want the second season to come back just to interview him again.
I don't think it's probably going to come back until 2022. I doubt
probably.
It. Yeah. Because they would have had to start filming now, and I think they would have announced that. So you're not going to use this pillow? You're just going to keep it here?
I might use it later. I want to get comfortable.
He makes fun of me for trying to get comfortable, but you build a nest.
You know what?
You're sitting there like a country Buddha.
You know, I think I had a heart attack today. I've had a very dramatic day.
You did not have
day.
A heart attack.
Oh, I was Pelotoning today.
God
and
damn
fat.
It.
I'm fatter than I've ever been. And I was Pelotoning. Then my chest got tight. And then my arm felt stiff.
You are not fatter than you've ever been.
That you,
maybe?
You want to be shady, but that's not true. I am.
No, I was just going to say, you aren't fatter than you've ever been.
No.
You're just a little.
No, I got on the scale and said 222. Never been that big, ever.
You know, that reminds me. Y'all, like, we'll be talking about with
I'm gonna
Angela
be
and Michael.
If Angela can say how much she weighs, so can I.
I thought that, too. That is bravery.
That is bravery.
You can say what you want to
I'll
about Angela.
Honest.
She's shitty, but damn.
I was inspired by her just now to do that.
Good for you.
Do you want to tell your weight?
Never. You won't ever get it out of me. Even when I'm thin, you won't get it out of me. And when pressed to, I will subtract 15 pounds. And y'all know all of you do it. So don't even try to judge me for anything about it. No one ever needs to know my weight. Mother Poodle's the same way. When we asked, how much do you weigh? She's like, you never need to know that. That's none of your business. Cool.
It isn't anybody else's business
no.
at all.
It's like when if you go to the doctor, like, let's say, like, once, and then you have to go back in, like, 2 weeks, they'll always weigh you. And I'm like, yeah, because I've gained 20 pounds since then.
Yeah.
They always have to weigh you. And I'm like, can we not?
Can we not? I know. I just scheduled a physical for this week. It's going to be rough. But that's all right.
Oing, 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 the scale.
Probably going to have to go on cholesterol medicine, but it is what it is.
But
you know what? I decided why I went, because I was like, I'll go to the doctor and I come back. Y'all, I'll
that's
be
That's a good attitude, though.
Well, I'll be honest.
You need help.
I need help.
Yeah, it's a good attitude.
I'm doing the best that I can with all my dad shit. I'm in Oklahoma where there's fucking no healthy food and I don't have the energy to cook.
It's not easy
and
to ask for help.
And if I need to go to the doctor and get cholesterol medicine for like a year while I deal with this,
yeah.
then so fucking be it. And I just wanted, I think a lot of people out there
if
wait.
If you need to go to Sonic 3 times a week just to make it work for you.
No, I'm ordering a meal plan when I come back.
You know what you could hire me as?
HelloFresh or
you could hire me as your weight loss coach.
I would rather die of a heart attack at 45 from eating McDonald's.
I'm very expensive, though.
Much rather. Thank you, though.
Very persistent, though. I just want the best for you.
Yeah, kind of like Danielle's friends.
No, here's the thing, y'all. They're still waiting for the time. This is all an elaborate ruse. I figured this out by the end of this. They need to get Danielle to have sex for the first time. And as soon as she's had sex, they're going to behead her. So her blood can then bring back some type of murderer from the past.
I still think they're angels. But that's...
Nope.
Not a bad theory.
It is all to get their blood sacrifice. They need it to bring back, what's his name? Adrian Malvo. Who am I thinking about? Some ancient witch or something. I don't know.
Do you,
it's a murder cult.
The murder cult. All right.
Yep.
Do we have any announcements of anything? I think. Oh, y'all, we are bi-curious this week if you're on the Reality Gates Extra.
Extreme Sisters.
Going to do Extreme Sisters.
Because it's got to be a try before you buy for me.
Poodle doesn't
I'm
want
to.
Basically,
sure.
He doesn't want to do the show.
Oh, sorry, I just knocked that.
And I said, just try to do. Let me move this equipment before you fucking mess it up.
I knew moving my foot was a problem.
And so, anyway, I convinced him. I said, just do one bi-curious, and if we don't like it, then you don't have to do it.
That's the way to do it. We'll see.
So we've got that. We're going to drop that out this next coming weekend. And also for the Patreon people on the $15 level, our YouTube Live is on Sunday.
It is. Yeah. We're filming this Saturday. So we're filming.
This
will
go
we're
up today.
Recording. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other announcements? I don't think. So. Oh, our charity for this month is... AAPI. No. What is it? No, it's Asian.
Stop. I'm asking you to stop. AAJC.
AAJC.
Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
Yes. So that's in our Facebook
I know there's no
group.
C in there, but that's what their title is.
So the web, you can go to the Patreon or go to the Facebook group in our Sissy Squad and donate, or you can just donate yourself.
Right. And they're behind the hashtag Stop Asian Hate that you see a lot of places. Yes. And they're on kind of on the ground working in communities where Asian Americans have been discriminated or even assaulted, or there's been violence against the Asian American community, which I think the statistic was it had gone up 700% or something like that.
Since when?
2016. I wonder what happened then. And even worse during
the pandemic. Yeah. Anyway, so, well, okay, so we want to highlight that, and then remind all of our merch, all the proceeds we make from merch,
goes to that charity. And we have some new merch that'll be check back in about maybe a week to 10 days. We'll be talking.
We will.
I've got some designs.
I'll hold you to that.
Okay. I prefer when people hold me to things.
Or usually hold him against things.
And then I'm like, let go of me!
Y'all, we started late today because someone was entertaining too late last night.
It was, y'all, I got to get that shot clock on my wall.
Get out.
Hit the showers, boys. No, but your shower. Don't stay here.
Don't stay here.
No, but it's sometimes hard when they're like, yeah, and they're like, maybe just 20 more minutes. And then it's an excuse to start a whole round two. And I'm like, I was only expecting one round. And God knows I don't need overtime. That's what's all my go for sports metaphors.
I was just
but I
you
need
get them
that shot clock on the wall that says,
you do.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You
keeps
press
me
the
up
button.
Too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Or maybe just a maybe just a trap door.
Well, boom.
It just hits them out somewhere
like,
past Fairfax.
Like Castle Grayskull. You just fall through it and Skeletor goes, I.
Have a good time. See you next time.
See you next time.
I don't know where you're going to go, but hopefully you're okay.
Wow.
There's a bottle of water right before you're leaving. Oh,
all right.
Have fun.
Have
See you next time.
All right, let's
trap
jump
door.
In.
I gotta get that
you
built. God, another reason I need my own home.
It's true.
Renting's for suckers.
For suckers.
I love this place, y'all. But damn. Anyway, so let's talk about Danielle.
She's in Ocean City. We're going to meet some guys, but it didn't go well.
Didn't go good.
So she's with Lexi.
Well, it's the three-headed monster.
It is a three-headed monster.
The Hydra that is... sorry, my landlord is outside just walking around.
You need to shut the window? No. Are you nervous for what we're saying?
No, how far is he?
He's just right around the corner.
Okay.
He's always here. That's I guess, good.
I guess.
He watches the place.
Maybe I should.
You should go shut the window. We'll be right back.
And we're back. I'm okay with knowing I'm a podcaster, but I'm a little worried that he's going to hear me talk about taking dicks all night long and kind of go, don't know if I want this coming in and out.
Dude, literally.
Maybe the trap door talk
was
about
too much.
Digging a hole in my bedroom.
You know, it's so funny too. I was just about to say, y'all, we wanted to thank Screen Rant for putting us on their top 10 reality podcast list you have to listen
to. Boy, we fooled them.
Did they? This janky ass show that we have to go shut the windows because we can't afford a recording studio.
And we just, well, actually in COVID, everyone's doing from home. So.
Yeah, everybody's doing from home.
Yep. I think he likes me, my landlord.
Oh, yeah, so, I think so.
Yeah. He's just an older gentleman, y'all, white-headed.
He likes me. He's from Oklahoma. I talked to him about it.
Yeah, I know. He wouldn't shut up.
By the way, after this, we're doing Happily Ever After today. The fact that Natalie is going to go to Oklahoma is maybe one of the best gifts I've ever received in my life.
Oh, so they are actually going there. She's not coming to Squim, as she says.
No, they're going to Oklahoma. Did you not watch the episode yet?
No, I did.
But they say, like, he wants her to go to Oklahoma.
I didn't know they were going to go to Oklahoma, though.
I think they are.
The judgment with which you said, did you not watch the episode yet?
No, it wasn't the judgment. It's like, we're supposed to do that podcast later today. Anyway. Oh, that's what I want to remind me of. Y'all, one more announcement, but this is important. If you're in the Facebook group, we're just...
The Sissy Squad.
In the Sissy Squad. What they're doing on Discovery Plus now is just for y'all, if you want to know, the new season of Happily After, I think it's going to drop every Friday.
I think it's going to drop Fridays. Yeah.
Which way to fucking just suck you in, Discovery Plus.
Yeah, especially for super fans who will want to get it before then.
Because they know that we're going to watch it.
Right.
Greedy ass whores so trying to sue us. Screw you, Discovery Plus.
And even on social media, you guys, yes, in our Facebook group, definitely, because we're now saying,
me love you.
Right?
They've got so much good shit.
Even the app is kind of convenient to navigate.
The app is wonderful. I hate them. They made it so easy.
But even the Facebook group, we're asking that you kind of not have spoilers about Happily Ever After until the show airs on TLC.
Because our Canadian sissies,
yep.
They don't get
Discovery
Plus.
They can't even get it.
I know. I actually tweeted Discovery Plus and said, what the hell?
And then they said, shut the fuck up or we'll sue you again.
They said cease and desist again.
I will break you.
Yes. But anyway, y'all. That's you can watch that early if you want. So there you go.
Shut the fuck up. I'll beat your ass and you'll tell me you like it.
Yes, daddy. All right. So we're back to Danielle.
Danielle, he's just
walking around.
I guess it's good. You got to figure out your place is. Oh, Lord. Who knows? So Danielle, you guys, she's still needs to talk to Muhammad about what's happened. What he told her, she smelled bad down there. Which even the other women are saying, and all of us have said, that's really the worst thing you can say to someone, especially a woman, because you're number one, you're criticizing something that is that we've culturally conditioned to be shameful.
Yeah.
And you've criticized her femininity. You've done everything. It's just awful. And you've done it on national television. And so she said, that took a part of me away. And she said, I need to hear him. She calls him and says, I need to hear you say sorry. And he says, could I get you into Sprint today? Could I have you make the switch? It's 10 cents a minute. Remember, y'all? Remember when things were like 10 cents a minute, y'all? Remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah. 10 cents. And then they'd go down like 5 cents a minute.
The
long distance wars were brutal.
Phone cards.
You know, some man has written a book about, he was like, honey, I'm retired. This is the book. We're going to make millions. It's about the phone long distance wars.
And now it's like, what? That happened?
And three people have bought it. And he spoke once at a community college.
Yeah. Danielle, you're with MCI right now. What can I do to put you in Sprint today?
What happened to MCI?
I'm sure they merged with someone.
I think Sprint bought them. This, who gives a shit? What are you waylaying us with cell phone talk? No one cares.
It's true. No one cares.
So she wants to talk to him, but she tells her girlfriend, she's like, I worry because he gets defensive when you try to put the blame on him. And so...
you have to apologize, too.
And Lexi says, would you be friends if he doesn't apologize? She says, no. So...
But I think... So he does call her, and
she does call him.
She does. That's what I mean. Sorry. And he says... She asked him to apologize. He's like, well, no, because of typical Muhammad fashion... No, you have to apologize, too, for what you did to me,
yes.
And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you kind of made me say this. Again, blaming her talking about sex, so he had to talk about that.
He says, I've been through a lot. And he's like, and you know, when you get mad, you say hurtful things. And, you know, it's you put a lot of hurtful things and drama on me, and
right.
You put me through it. Which... He's not wrong. She did tell him and promise him that I don't think Mohammed had any idea of the bills that she owed, that she was, I mean, let's not remember, didn't Danielle get fired from her job
for
stealing?
Yep.
And so she lost a job. Like, so he did go through a lot. Does that excuse his behavior, what he said? No.
Well, there's a question of being lied to and being led on and being victim of deceit, but it's another to embarrass someone and humiliate someone on national television. Yeah. Very different thing.
I agree. So I have to say, in all of this, I'm proud of Danielle.
Yeah, she kind of got what she wanted. However, Lexi had to come over to...
She started to completely kind of shut down.
I'm so glad Lexi did that.
That's why I think they're angels.
Nope. It's all about raising the ghost of raising the spirit of what's
Silas
his name,
Marner, whoever.
That's George Eliot.
Whatever. That book was boring.
You're wrong.
Oh,
it's
God,
wonderful.
That book was one of the worst things I've ever had to read.
You really don't like the man George Eliot. You don't like his writing.
Not.
He's it's probably, a woman.
Oh, not that
good. It's a
good
pen name.
Well, she needed to do better. She probably wore Wuthering Heights,
How
too.
How dare you?
Boring.
She had to take a man's name just to get published.
Well.
That's a fabulous novel. It's a shame it was revealed to you at a time that your pea brain could not fully grasp it.
I only did well on it, but because I could read and I could interpret. So I did well on the test, that, and then I rubbed Mrs. Harris's shoulder and I got 15 extra points for my grade.
I never asked this. Can you elaborate a little bit on the fact that Mrs. Harris, his teacher, if you rubbed her shoulders, you would get extra points?
Yeah, Jared Bates got a 15 on the final test and ended up making 110.
We need to move on. I should never have known that.
I think she's not a teacher anymore. She retired or was asked to leave. She also once, she had a crush on my brother, and my brother was sitting in the cafeteria.
No, inappropriate.
No, she was they were in the cafeteria.
A teacher should not have a crush on a student.
Well, that's what he always thought, because she kind of flirted. And so she walked by, and my brother said he was eating a burger, and she had a bottle of mayonnaise and squirted it on his thing and said, "You want some mayonnaise for your fries?"
We need to move on. I'm very concerned. I was really upset about Jared Bates making a 15, and I'm trying to figure out how you score a 15 on a 100-point test.
But do you know who she's the mother of?
Heather Harris Horn.
Yeah.
Yes.
It all comes in circles.
No. I don't want it to. I need to leave this area.
I loved her, though. We got along very well.
I should never have pulled open the curtain
you
on
asked.
This. I know. That's what I'm...
She's a sweet person.
I wanted to talk about the shoulders rubbing because it's a thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
And you told me that story before, and I wanted our listeners to be horrified.
Sorry, y'all.
But I did not expect the abject horror that came with it.
That's why Oinky had to get so smart, because he didn't have hands to rub her shoulders. He just had his hooves.
That's the valedictorian of his class, the pig.
Yeah, exactly.
Pigs are smart.
They are.
Ask Pig Royalty. Y'all, if you have not jumped into Pig Royalty, you need to do it.
Again, Discovery Plus, damn you.
Lexi comes on and kind of helps her.
Yes.
And she says, she kind of says, Danielle,
she
Danielle
can be
feels really
mediator.
Hurt.
She's
yeah, she's
great.
Really good. She's like, Danielle wants to ask you to apologize. She's like, you really shouldn't have said that. And so she says,
we aren't judging you. We don't know you.
Smart.
She's like, there's just, you can be angry, but there's no excuses for your angry words.
Right.
And that is when Mohammed kind of like,
and that's
settles.
The thing. Danielle does not have the emotional ability to be that strong, to use language
like that.
Not have
that language at all.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell her to use it, but she would collapse before she got done with it.
She did, because as soon as he...
He said, I'm sorry I regret that I did that.
He said, you've done all these things for me that no one else has done.
Right.
And Danielle completely breaks down. She's like, woo!
So it just tells you she's still not over any of this.
It is. She is just as hurt as the day he left.
Right.
And it also is this, you know, we talked last week about what do you do when you don't get closure for somebody in this last, we talked, so, but for me, it, I just thought, what do you do when you can't move on? It's not even about closure. I see, in like seeing this episode, I'm like, oh, she's literally been stuck in some ways. I mean,
no, she's stuck.
She's doing other things in that she's going to school. She's trying to better herself.
Yeah, but emotionally, but it's still there.
Yeah. It's just so.
And the girls are really doing the best they can because as soon as she forgives him, it does something to her blood that is a lot better to bring back their wizard overlord. When she has sex, though, that's when it's going to. That's completing the prophecy. Then they'll behead her, use the blood to summon him.
You watch too many horror movies as a kid.
I've been watching way too much Van Helsing.
Oh, is that on right now?
It's just come back on. It was a sci-fi show.
God, you will watch anything with hot vampires.
I would encourage you, especially if you you're a lady loving sissy. It is so queer. The show is. Dracula comes back and it's actually a woman. And it's very, very, the show is very exhibiting on female power and women depending on one another. It's fantastic. You know what? It's not fantastic. It's okay. But
what does it air on?
Sci-fi. But it's also on Amazon Prime. I should do a commercial for the show, but it would be like me going, it's not fantastic, you know, it's okay.
Are they paying us?
No.
They're not. So you
asked
shouldn't.
Me. You asked me.
So she's like, she's
if you like this, if you like vampires, it's a good watch.
So she's kept this bottled up. She's getting it off her chest. So my question to you is, two questions. First of all, one, doesn't Muhammad still need Danielle?
I think he's
like,
now
is he free of her?
I think his green card and all that is done. I don't think she has to do anything else.
Christina does that chart in our Patreon videos.
Yeah, I think it's done.
Y'all, Christina has a chart that she does of like the steps that Muhammad takes to become a citizen.
Right.
And every time he does something to get that step, she always points it out on the video. It's like, ding, 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 ding. That's what this part is.
Because we need that. I don't think he needs her for anything else because I think she said that at their first meeting on the first episode. Remember when they were met in that god-awful diner or something like that?
Maybe he is really just being nicer. So that's my first question. My second question is, do you think Danielle would take him back?
In a second. Oh, God. You know why? The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Been there.
Yeah, for her especially.
When the demons got her.
When the demons got you.
The demons got her.
I wonder what she's doing these days. I wonder what demons got her doing.
I hope at least she's breathing. That's kind of what I hope.
Her oxygen. There wasn't a lot about these people.
There wasn't.
I think there's only two or three episodes left.
Yeah, we think.
Maybe two, because we're getting
behind
two.
Still. We've got three more to go to catch up.
This is episode 13.
Y'all, we're going to talk about, it's probably going to be a lot. We're going to talk a lot about Fernanda right when we come back from the commercial. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Y'all, we're back.
We're back.
I just want to, y'all, send us a meme or tag Reality Gaze and I just want to say, show me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle. And one of those would be, I asked Poodle for an iced tea, and I went in the kitchen, and I went to get the iced tea pitcher, and I went. Which broke in the move. I didn't know that. And I'm looking, he said, it's right here. It's right here. It's super easy. And he does it in that voice like I'm an idiot that I shouldn't know. It's right here. It's just right here. And I'm like, what's right here?
It's right there.
And I look, and there is a plastic container that was for turkey, low sodium turkey meat that he's washed and puts his iced tea in. So why wouldn't I have known to use that to pour the iced tea in my glass?
It's just sitting there. It looks, there's iced tea in it. Of course it's in there. Why not repurpose those things?
I need to take a picture of that and post it.
Why not
to
repurpose
our Instagram?
Repurpose things like that. Your mom didn't repurpose little things like that?
No, that had no. We've got to move on.
My mother never threw away a Cool Whip container. Never. There was always stuff in it. Never once. Yeah. Can't wash it though. Or can't put it in the dishwasher.
No.
Can't.
It'll melt.
It'll melt. Yeah. Nowadays we kind of throw those away, but I just thought this is a good container. I washed it. Does it taste like, does your tea taste like turkey? Low sodium oven roasted turkey?
I don't know. Was it smoked? Maybe I like it. What does that say about me?
It's got a little honey in there for you.
Anyway, y'all.
A little grainy.
Let's talk about Fernanda.
I want to say, remind everyone, Fernanda's 22 years old.
I had to remind myself, I was watching this too. The shit, she is well beyond where I was when I was 22 years old.
And she's trying to date a man, he's over 30, right?
Yeah, he's like
35.
35 or something like that.
Yeah, these people don't even live in the same universe, y'all. And they're at different places. I don't know I think it's something going on upstairs. So if you hear.
I think someone's moving.
I don't think so.
What if people are moving in?
No, I would have known about it. It sounds like they're just mopping.
That does not sound like mopping.
Who cares? No one cares. I don't think people
Keep
can
going.
Hear it.
I'm going to need your CBD. It's distracting.
It is distracting. It was so quiet before you got here.
So she's going to go get cupcakes with her friend Valentina, which just makes me think of Drag Race.
Oh,
by
Valentina,
the way,
I'd like to keep it on, please.
I'd like to keep it on, please. What did you think of it real quick?
I guess this is aired now and we don't have to do spoilers.
Yeah, what do you think about the Drag Race
finale? Let me just say that I don't think it was rigged.
Rigged?
How do I say this except for it was rigged?
Do you mean when you say rigged?
Thank you for letting me clarify. I think the person who won should have won. And I think we all knew who that was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think we had to knock off two people to get her into to get the most vulnerable person against her in the last lip sync.
So that way it was obvious that it would be Simone.
Yes. Yes.
I can see. That's kind of how I thought too, because I'll be honest, I liked Simone from the get-go and I really wanted her to win the crown. But I would have been, a part of me too would have been, I have to say, I know some people think her personality is annoying, but Gottmik, she had such a good season and her fashion was
the drag, the looks at the end, she won me over a lot more and I didn't really love her in the beginning.
But she did so good in the snatch game and she really like brought it.
I agree. I don't think you can deny Simone though. Simone was the strongest and Simone had the strongest point of view the whole time through.
I think it's like an ambassador of drag, Simone.
Well, and I
Gottmik is cool because, you know, they're...
But at the same time, could you imagine having the final two be Simone and Gottmik and RuPaul not choosing the first trans winner?
But it's also
you
like,
understand the rigness of it all.
Yeah, but yes, I agree with that. And also, even not choosing the first trans winner, but also something that why I love Simone is, and she said this, I love that her drag is so purposely black.
Yes.
And like black culture.
Right.
And like, we've never had a black, they've hinted at that, but I don't think we've ever had a drag queen who really.
Because Jada last season was very pageant. And this is, and especially someone who, and that was the thing with, I think Candy has tried to do that. And
her
it's just.
Her first black and white outfit kind of made me, her wig. It was, did someone make their outfits? They were just so.
They were so much better than.
They were kind of beyond realism. And I just thought, is there a costume designer making this?
Besides Candy's first outfit, all of hers were crap though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm like
all the others, like.
But like Rosé's?
But, well, she probably has friends to do
Scottish
it.
The Scottish and the My Fair Lady.
Oh, but what about the Marie Antoinette Simone look?
Oh, the
And Gottmik's
look,
got mixed too.
And Gottmik's with the heart.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
No, they didn't make. They partnered with someone to make those.
How do y'all have the money?
I don't know, but they make it work.
Anyway, I appreciated the Bette Midler shout. And Rosé in that Bette Midler wig kind of gave me life.
That was something.
That made me emotional. I love that RuPaul's doing that more and more of putting that little drop of like education
history.
Of her history.
Because a lot
culture.
Of these younger queer kids and even straight audiences, younger people don't even know who Bette Midler is. Yeah. Because she sang, they didn't say this, but she sang in bathhouses.
She literally sang in a gay bathhouse.
Her whole career was built on, and that's why when she's been such an advocate for AIDS, HIV education.
All of her friends were dying.
Yeah.
So literally, y'all, men in towels that were in between
who were there to have sex
would watch her sing, and then it started drawing crowds.
Yeah.
And everybody, I miss that kind of like irreverent culture. We don't have that anymore.
I miss the bathhouses.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
A part of me kind of does, but it's. But
I understand what you're talking about. Let's be careful and parse your words.
I agree. Now there's a lot of drugs. But yeah, so it really is there. Do yourself a good YouTube and Google Bette Midler.
There's some live footage. It's black and white.
It's black and white. And it sounds, but it's really it's cool.
It's got no bra on. She's just like.
She's
working
just,
it.
Yes. Ugh.
Let's talk about.
That was your drag race recap for those that keep saying, will you do a whole recap? That's
but
what you
to
get.
Me, it was from like the episode two, it was Simone's to lose. And
I agree.
They handled it well, but it felt really rigged to me at the end. And that's why I hate top four. I know why they do it.
And now they're having All Stars. It's just going to be on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it's all money grab. But can't blame them.
I don't know. There's just something about
when something gets something like drag gets popular that once was marginalized. Money always comes into it, so it makes sense to me.
No, I don't like it that they just put stuff on streaming service. Cut to 5 years from now, you're only going to be able to get Reality Gaze on Pickle Finder Plus.
Y'all, we're moving exclusively to Pickle Finder Plus with a contract. So all the other seasons, you better get us now because we're all moving to PickleFinder.net
Plus. We're all
Plus.
Going to Pickle Finder Plus. If you go on PickleFinder.net, you won't get
us. You won't get us. It's only Pickle Finder Plus. Only at. Only available with a satellite dish. Not like a small one, but those big ones you used to have in free, your yard.
Yes, free for sissies who use HughesNet.
Those 25-foot wide satellite dishes.
Every sissy in Idaho and Montana just went, "Whee!
HughesNet! Woo!"
All right, let's jump into it.
Oh, that was so much.
Sorry,
this episode's going to be long.
Sorry for my drag rate tangent.
Hopefully we didn't spoil that for anybody.
Well, it aired. This is going to air on Saturday.
Okay. We might have said Drag Race spoiler. Keep going. Okay. I'm glad I didn't do it.
I'm
going to
drink my turkey tea and be fine with it.
You would have jumped the fuck down my throat. So let's talk about Fernanda.
Yeah, 22-year-old Fernanda.
They're talking about Robbie, and she says, "I like him, but he didn't text me back when I texted him a couple days ago," which, y'all, this is a typical 22-year-old conversation to have with her friend.
Even Poodle wanted someone to text him back when he was 22, and he does not like people.
No. Don't like him at all.
Didn't like him then.
It'd be a lot better if we didn't have him.
But, yeah.
Other people, like Sartre says, hell is other people. The idea of, and he's like, well, she doesn't get. She's like, he can't even text me two times in a week. Now, the part of this is her idea of, is this equality or this relationship that she has in her head of what women do and what men do. And it may be that she's 22. It also may be that she's from a culture in Mexico that the men should compete for the women.
She kind of talks about
that
more.
She talks about that a little bit. Yeah. And she says, this is how it is in my country. If you want if a man wants to be your girlfriend, he asks you, and then you're his woman. So, and she thinks the same thing about her previous relationship, that she rushed into it because that's exactly what Jonathan did.
They've gone on.
This is the other thing.
Two dates.
They have gone
really
on
one date and
one
then he
date,
met her and her friends.
One date and one group hang.
So not even third date.
And also, I know this is a reality show, so everything is in this crucible where it happens really fast. However, this is the third date, and also she doesn't even, when she does, we'll talk about this. Let me say what happens to get them there first.
Okay.
So he texts her. He does text her.
He does.
And invites her out. It's been a week. And it's a surprise. He does. So this is already, I don't love talking about love languages because I think it's not that I don't think it's useful. I think it's simplistic in the way human beings actually coordinate. I think there's an infinite number of love languages. But
I think
it's they're helpful.
It gives people a language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they don't have it. And I hate them saying this, they are speaking completely different love languages, y'all. For Robbie, it's about, I'm going to plan this surprise for you. I'm going to do this for you. For her, it's about being adored. She needs to be thought of all the time. She needs a good morning text. That's a very 22-year-old thing to have.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, at 30-something, I would much rather have the dates than the texts.
Yeah.
So it's a time of life kind of thing.
I think definitely it's different love language. And I think, because she even says, like, you know, even send me like a kissy emoji or a heart emoji.
That's not what he does.
And I was like, honey.
And I said, neither of you know each other.
They don't. They don't know each other.
But on your third date, you're trying to figure that out. So instead of saying, I want you to do this more, maybe talk about what's important to you.
Now, she does say, though, he texts her, though, finally after a week of nothing.
Right.
I do feel like maybe one full week.
Yeah.
If you start to like each other.
Question is, why couldn't she text him?
That's
a traditional
thing. But I also want to bring up that as far as, you know, we've talked about red flags with Robbie. And again, y'all, Woo! Poodle would have just
I've already said,
fallen in love with him.
I've already said, I don't think he's a great guy either. I think he's oily. I think there's all signs. However, I've got shitty taste in men, so I'd be all over this.
I think, and we're going to see this, is it's not really jumping ahead, but I think the one of the problems is Robbie is that guy that when you're with him and things are going well, you do feel adored.
Yep.
Because honestly, who rents out a personal yacht and drives down
not
a river,
yacht, just a boat,
or a boat or whatever, and does a personal boat on the third date? I know they're on a show.
Yeah.
So I think that probably makes it more. But for a third date,
it's a little boundary crossing.
And between that and between the way he was all over her in front of her friends,
agree,
and then so into her in a first date, it. In the defense of Fernanda, Robbie is...
He's showing her a lot of different signals.
It is hot. Well, no, he's just on or he's not. Mm-hmm. When you're with him, you feel like you're the only person he thinks about. And then guess what? When you're not with him, he's not thinking about you.
Yeah.
And so she feels that droppedness of that. But because he's... This just is so coming on strong.
Right.
And so I get why Fernanda's like, but wait a minute. You were like biting my lip and telling me you're a biter and you're so into me, da da da. And I agree with her that somebody who acts like that with my friends, then you go for a week and they don't even text you.
Yeah,
it feels not in.
Well, he expects because his work is his life. He expects that her work, and her conception of work is also her life.
Do you also think that like?
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that's in his mind. That's what's
it's also, y'all, when you first date people, someone always likes someone else more than the other.
Yeah.
It doesn't really ever balance out for a while, I think a lot of times. And I think that she's just, right now, she's way into more him as a person, and not to sound sexist, he's way into getting into her pants.
You know,
I think he is.
I could see that. However... This grand gesture means he's trying to act like someone who's more interested in her, I feel like. I don't see him as that small of a person. I do not trust him. I think he's oily. I've said that before. I think he's trying, because he's a lawyer who does justice work with sexual assault and things like that, can't be all bad.
I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's bad. I just think... I think, you know, there is a truth, and there are a lot of men that just want to get in people's, you know.
Right. But I'm saying, can you square the idea of his social justice work with that?
I don't think that's bad. I don't think that makes him a bad person, that he wants to just get in somebody's. It's kind of like.
Got it. No,
like
I understand.
Talking to Brittany later, I think, well, that's different. He's not oily. But I think it's just, there's an expectation of.
Well, I don't know. To me, it would feel like that with the work he does, he's trying to establish respect for women.
Possibly.
And
he does say that he wants to move slower. But that's, I think, something that I don't trust with him. I feel like his words don't match his actions.
I agree with that. That's what bothers me. I want to say, so she, in the middle of this, I think she says... They have the food on the boat, and I said I would totally bang him, and I'd let him stay over for food on a boat.
And free booze.
Yeah, I would let him choke me for that.
Okay.
Not a big choker, y'all.
Wow.
There's not many things I wouldn't do.
This is going to be a long episode. I'm sorry.
I'm like, I would really enjoy it tonight. So he says, I can't read what I say here. I know what it is. He says, I think this is asking a lot, I think this is asking a lot of Fernanda for me to text you.
Cause she brings it up. Let's talk about communication and he says, he uses the word busy. He's like, well, I just thought we're both really busy.
Because that's what he wants, because he needs someone who has their own life separate from him.
So here's my question to you. You're busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Y'all, we're all busy. Like, we are busy people. If you really like someone, do you text them probably at least once or twice a week if you're really into them?
How many times have we been out?
Let's say you've been
like
out
them?
Like twice. And you completely had a makeout session in front of their friends.
I would.
So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't match up with his. He's saying that he wants to honor and respect her. I'm like, but if you really liked her, you would at least just text her like on a Wednesday and be like, hey,
right,
how you doing? It's been a busy week for me. Maybe we could see each other this weekend.
I get it. I don't love putting all that importance. It's a love language thing. Putting that importance on electronic communication.
I totally understand that, but I'm not negating that. But I'm just saying, though, it doesn't match
right.
what he's saying.
Right.
And if you really like somebody, you know, it doesn't matter if you're busy or not. You make time for
him. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean,
if a European man with a 10-inch dick is dating Poodle, you're going to call him every day.
Let me qualify. Sometimes I will have text messages that go farther down in that I don't answer, and it's out of the view of it normally, and I will completely forget about it until 2 days. I like Robbie, I get very tunnel vision on things, so I can kind of understand it, not defending him really, but... What I would like to have had this kind of Fernanda session where she basically said, we need to talk about communication. I wish you would text me more. Instead of that, maybe start out by saying, how do you like to communicate?
Yeah, I agree.
And because to me, this is tricky because the reason why he exploded is not that. It is she's being ungrateful for not looking at what I've just done for her.
Well,
it sounded like she's not happy, and that's the way he likes to.
But but I don't think she said that or put that in motion. That's his shit that he took from that.
But I totally understand why it was done that way. Editing did help.
Well, but his reaction was completely, completely not substantiated.
Right.
Because again, y'all, he's an attorney. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if you're helping poor homeless kids. An attorney is meant to fight. And the way he blew up and then completely talked over her
the entire time. That was
rough. So it's like, that's where I'm like, you say all these things that you're such a good guy.
Yeah. I kept writing letter talk.
Be wary of someone who tells you what a good person they are.
Yeah, and she actually shut down at one point.
She did shut down.
And
he finally didn't listen to her until she started to yell at him.
Yeah.
That's not it. So
if they stayed together, you guys, it would be just like her relationship with Jonathan.
It would be very, very hot and cold. And I think that I think Robbie he's got a lot of process on his own.
Yeah.
And
I think he needs someone who is like an attorney who is going to fight with him and be okay with that. And I don't think
because
that's
because attorneys learn to fight and not get emotional about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Cause you saw him right after that, he was fine.
That, and I see this in my law office all the time. The attorneys are talking to each other and debating. And
I love to do that. I love to fight with people.
And again, I used to think like, are they, and then they're just like going out to lunch afterwards. Yep. So it's just not all attorneys. So we're not, if you're an attorney, you're like, I'm not that at all. But I'm just saying a lot of them are confrontational.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And Fernanda is not. And also, she's 22.
Right. I think this is a bad match.
And the words he used.
It's a bad match.
The thing that I really didn't like, if you really cared about a person, he never asked her a question about why she felt that way.
Yeah.
How she came to that.
Well,
he told her, no. He told her that her opinion was, quote, fucking ridiculous.
Well, no, I was going to say to...
And he made her feel stupid.
To her point, she said that. She said, you can't explain away how I feel.
But the fact that that's what he jumped to just start telling her how stupid she was...
Yeah,
was really
gross.
Bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I think, and you know, they're still dating, however... So this is not enough because I've seen what's going to happen in the next couple episodes. This is this. So my question for you is, is this a pattern that Fernanda is in, or are we only seeing an edited version of what happened?
I think maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. I agree, too, because I can't. He needed to be right. And,
yeah, he needed to be right.
Yeah, and I think this is a different version. We saw a little bit of this, and it goes along with how I kind of felt he was at the beginning. But I only will defend him in the idea that I feel like her at 22 and the level of communication she wants is just not what he's interested in.
And I totally agree with that. Yep. And when you're the age that he is,
yep,
should you yell at someone like that and talk over them? Because that's the shit you do when you're in your 20s. He's old enough to know better.
Well, I agree.
I'm old enough to know better.
No, we can't sing that song again. I'm going to teach it to you, actually, so you can actually sing the right melody.
But he should know better. He's an educated, older...
But no, I think that for him, that is dealing normally on a regular day with people.
But just because that's his normal,
right,
doesn't mean that that means it's okay.
True. But I'm saying, I think he would need someone to tell him that.
Yes.
And she would need to say, this is not okay to, because I guarantee you, his whole life is people who are lawyers and probably his family. And I guarantee you, someone like this who can kind of turn like that and then unemotionally they can have like a nice discussion after that, can turn off emotion, and it seemed very emotional for her to handle it.
Yeah.
And she would need to say, because his response is going to be, oh, I'm not yelling at you. And then probably something worse, like, you'll know when I'm yelling or something like that. Because I guarantee you, he did not think that was yelling or arguing with her.
No, I don't think he did. Yeah.
But I'm saying they're a terrible match.
Yeah,
they
that was me. I would have been like, go your own way. See you later.
If that was me, I would have stayed with him for 2 days on that boat and then never called him again. Maybe taking his wallet. I like I said, I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy.
I think
he's.
But he did not look good in this episode.
No, they're not a good match. She needs someone who is much more of a caretaker.
She needs to just not be in a relationship. She's 22 years old.
Well,
she needs to just date around, have
fun. And
it's
a good thing that she's in therapy work, but she's, I don't know, with that relationship with her dad, she's trying to process through it. But y'all, that can't be done at 22.
No.
You have to go through like four more bad relationships before you can even figure out, oh, I did this here, and I did that here, and I did that here.
Just single and fuck around till she's like 30.
Maybe not.
Why not?
But it's okay to have a relationship at 22. It's okay to have a relationship at 25.
It's okay.
But,
it's just
but,
not going to go well.
Well, I think people can find people.
I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about Fernanda.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she. I think there is a division here because she tells him, I'm a very traditional girl. In my country, this happens.
Yeah.
And this is almost kind of like, this is how you romance me.
Their communication is horrible.
Yeah. I just think this is bad. It's a bad match.
Can we actually?
They just need to fuck around and do nothing. But I think he wants something more, and she does. So this is not how to do it. Yeah.
Can we talk about a woman who kind of impressed me this episode?
We need to talk about Brittany.
We need to talk about Brittany. Which, by the way, y'all, our episode on the podcast, We Need to Talk About Britney, with us talking about Britney Spears, it's up.
Tell me what impressed her, what impressed you about her. I agree, but I think we're going to have different opinions. I don't really have as much problem with her. I had a problem, big problem with her friends.
Oh, total big problem with her friends. Y'all, I'm just going to give you a trigger warning. Someone's going to talk about adult braces this episode. I'm going to give you three minutes to just talk about adult braces.
They were pretty offensive to me.
But when you saw that her friend had adult braces, did you scream?
I did. And I said, I guess it's a club. How much can we age ourselves down now? Y'all, if you want to know, I've said that Britney's braces are fake because it makes her look younger. I know that's a ridiculous thing to say, but part of me kind of thinks that it's true.
I kind of think it's true.
Yeah. I think the other girl, her friend India, I think those might have been real.
I think those might have been real, too. I was impressed with Britney. And we can kind of talk about this now. She's going on a date with Justin.
Picnic.
And they're having a picnic.
With a very elaborate table that they brought.
I love that.
They just didn't use the cooler.
Well, they need it for Instagram pictures.
Like,
have you ever been on a picnic with our friend Dawn?
But I was
it's
just
a
like,
scene.
Is that an antique table on your picnic?
I think so. And she's like saying she feels appreciated by him. Of how much he's cared for her. And so Terrence is texting her. She hasn't responded, just kind of set things up.
And I want to say, it's possible, y'all, to date two different people.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Britney is kind of acting like she doesn't want to do that or that's somehow shady. It's possible to date two different people.
It's hard for some women to be okay with that because they've been so conditioned to not.
Yeah.
Because that's seen as being a slut.
It's interesting.
It's really, at least the several female friends that I...
But is she worried about being a slut?
I don't know. I can't speak for her, but I'm just saying...
Or being thought of as one.
But I just think for a lot of women, that can be...
But I'll understand. But she's still doing it. But it's almost like if she responded to Terrence, that would be cheating on Justin. But just having him text her is fine.
It's like she doesn't want to, and that is Britney. She doesn't want to avoid it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Just text him back, not a big deal. And is it Justin's business? No.
No.
Is it Terrence's business?
And she's already decided she's not going to tell him about one of their, so I don't get the logic of it all.
Yeah, I don't get that logic.
I think she's made it easier for herself.
I think she doesn't probably want to hurt the other person's feelings, so that's why she doesn't want to tell them. That's fine. You don't, as long as you're, you know, unless maybe you're having sex with a bunch of people without condoms, then it's somebody's business.
I agree. And I, when she's saying things to Justin, like, well, you know, he's just telling me everything I want to hear. So my past thinks that blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, that's exactly what you're doing. You're not telling him about anyone else you're seeing.
I agree with that. Now, I did appreciate, though, her questioning when she, it wasn't like,
oh, at the beginning when he's saying. Yeah.
Yes. And so, just the fact, though, and good for you, Brittany, being like, so you have a kid. What's that going to be like for you?
No, this is good. I agree.
That's where I was like, good
it's
for
real,
you.
You're real-worlding it.
It was real-world
question. You're real-world questioning it.
And I was like, good for you, Brittany.
Like, how are we going to take this? Because you're right. She normally
she never did that with
she
Yazan.
Normally shies away from
she
things
like
that.
She never did that with Yazan.
I agree with you.
I am proud for her for that.
And he also says, so when are we going to see each other again? That's great. He really is.
God
bless. I think he's hotter than Terrence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Terrence is cute, but woo.
And there's part of me that wants to reach out to Britney and say, you know, it's okay to be talking to this guy, but I think it's the expectations she's put up in her head of Justin, because this is going to come into full focus at the end, where she's like, yeah, we were childhood friends. We talk all the time. We're really close. We just haven't seen each other in a really long time. Mm-hmm. So there's this weird expectation that they're kind of their souls, or they know each other very well.
Like they have a history.
Yeah.
When they don't.
And it's very interesting. That's when she says she seems to be he has the perfect answers. And, you know, with my history, that means they're hiding something. So are you.
Yes.
It's just. She
is hypocritical.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
She frustrates me a bit.
So the picnic goes well. And then she says, so we're going to go to dinner tonight with my friends.
India
Prince
and Prince.
In India. And she,
Prince, she went to this, we've seen India before, and Prince took her to the sex shop.
Yeah, and she said, be careful, they may grill you. What did Prince say at the sex shop? He said something like, that's going to make you juicy or something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that.
So, y'all, Prince is a queen.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she is.
And so they get there and they show up.
So it's the whole friends test the boyfriend thing. We just saw this with Molly, y'all.
I know it's going to be they all said cheers, and then India says, cheers to getting fucked up. And I went, oh.
Good way to meet the boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so y'all, the friends get a D on the report card for how they handle this.
So question, who gets a worse grade? Molly's friends or Brittany's friends?
I think these friends might be worse. Although I think that they both made something backfire without realizing.
I don't know. That whole thing when Nat, Molly's friend, said, I'll tell a lie and then, or I'll tell the truth and you
too.
Tell the truth. But it's close.
Yeah.
It's like D and a D minus.
Well, I feel like these friends made Justin much more the villain.
That's true. And they kind of
hoodwinked him into it. And so we'll be talking about this. It was total good cop, bad cop. It was so awful. But
I guess what the difference is, Nat and Monster, which, by the way, thank you to many of you who have shared his Instagram with us. We are now following him.
Ooh,
y'all.
Jesus.
When that OnlyFans comes up, I'm buying a month just to see.
He could break me like cordwood.
Oh. If he plopped his dick down in the Red Sea, he'd part it. Everybody could walk across.
It is huge.
It's huge,
and
y'all.
It's girthy.
Oh, yes.
Like the Strait of Hormuz.
Ding dong, ram-a-lama, ding dong. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
We got distracted.
We got dickmatized.
Anyway, y'all. So, Prince, so they're starting to, and they're talking.
It's rapid fire questions like normal.
And basically.
What's your job? What's your blah, blah, blah.
What's your job? What's this? Also, I just want to say, then Prince says, have y'all had sex yet? And then that camera pans to Justin and Brittany. And did you see how many drinks were on the table? Y'all, they're full on lit by this point.
And so they're drinking. So already, I've got to say, you guys, this is when he says that and she kind of looks at him, which means go ahead and say that. Already we know normal boundaries of friends are crossed. So everything they say is going to be okay.
So what would you say, if you, I was on a date, or you were on a date with some guy that you had been dating? Again, hell froze over, the moon turned red, Jake's with a guy for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And I, that, not even
they
4 months.
They weren't 4 months.
Even, like this amount of time. And I'm at dinner. What would you say to me if I said, so have y'all had sex yet?
I'm not going to talk about this here with my friends at this. That's for me and him to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this is
And he said, he's like, because if you have, I need to record it and watch it. Already, the boundaries are crossed. This is good cop, bad cop.
Well, and the deal is that here, it's the same thing with that Molly did too. It's letting your friends do the dirty work. I thought, Brittany, here you talked about how appreciative you are that Justin's kind of taken care of you and supported you. What about you supporting him?
She is silent. So she says, this is the interesting thing. She says, I'm not just giving up my cat. You know, she says that. I think it's India who says, even though they've been talking about, it sounds like India's like, so you would have to have sex with her so that the relationship would continue. And I'm like, don't answer.
And
this
Justin,
is a terrible question.
And he answered. And he said, yes, I was thinking that we would have sex.
There is no good answer for this question. This is a trap.
Yes.
This is a trap question.
It's a trap question.
Because I don't think India likes any of these guys she's dating. So it was interesting.
It was hard to take India because when she would talk, either she didn't do her hair well, but there was she had crimp line, like yeah. just a line in her hair, and I wanted to fix her hair.
Yeah. So then he says, well, yeah, I think we should. So I wrote, why are we deciding having sex by committee with your friends?
Yeah, and India says in the testimony, she's like, Justin is a simp. I didn't know
that term either.
So it comes from the word simpleton.
I thought so.
But because we should know, because Brittany says, she's like, it's a little terminology for some of us not hip sissies. We've heard the word WAP. That means wet ass pussy.
Yes, we have.
You know, and they're simp. And so basically,
what does simp mean?
It's understand a term simpleton. Used to insult boys, basically, who are too nice to girls. It's weird. There's
too nice.
It's so what I read, this is an article that I found on CNN, and it basically says there's debate on the word's usage. It comes from simpleton. You know, it's been in urban pop music. Yeah. They've used the right. word. But basically, a simp is slang for a person, typically a man, who is desperate for the attention and affection of someone else, typically a woman.
He's weak.
Think of the energy of puppy dog eyes, but manifested in romantic human form. And I thought, but this doesn't really make sense
no.
with what he's saying. But there's also, it's also kind of evolved because what else did it say? It basically also said a simp is a person who is, what is it? Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Riveting.
Riveting. It's also basically a man who puts, it could also mean like a man who puts, this is the definition.
So right.
I'm not, these are the words from deposition, but man who puts hoes before the bros. So,
okay.
Or a guy that is overly desperate for women, especially if she's a bad person or expressed her disinterest in him, and he continues to obsess over her. So it's got varying.
A weak man.
It's got varying definitions.
It's using the worst thing you can say against a man that he is weak.
Yes.
In that kind of
yes. sense. I just want to clarify because, bless her heart, you know, some.
Well. It turns into in confessional her saying,
and that's kind of where Brittany says, Justin, I don't need you to throw yourself at me. I want you to at least make it hard to get. And that's when she's like, if he wants some of this WAP, be kind of hard to get. And I'm like, wait, so now you want him to play games?
Yeah.
Because before you want him to be honest, you want him to be trustworthy, you want him to tell you how you're asking him what are his intentions and how he feels. And then when he tells you that, because I will say, Justin didn't say anything offensive to me on this date.
Right.
He said, I thought we would sleep together
to see
if there's chemistry, and then I'd go and like, and we would
Which,
see where
to
we
me, meet. Honestly, seemed completely normal. It should not have been done with the friends there.
It should not have been with the friends, but they're adults.
They actually made this so much, much worse.
They're adults.
But they couldn't handle it.
He's staying with her. Now, I was surprised he thought he was going to have sex just because, y'all, she can't move her shoulder.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to have
sex. I want to say, I'd find a way. I just want to say, though, that Prince opened up sex conversation, and that would be a signal for me, if I was Justin, to be okay to think that was okay to be talked about. And that means that we're going to have a sex positive discussion.
Yeah.
If her friend is talking about filming it and watching it later. Yeah. We're and so then we're pulled back into prude territory by India. That's why I was calling it good cop, bad cop.
Exactly.
And she's like, she's not going to have, so you have to have sex with her if you're going to be with her. And I'm like, that's not what was
said. That's not what he was saying.
Made it worse.
He traveled down here. They
right.
don't each, again, if we're using their terminology, they have a history.
Right.
So,
but they don't really.
But
right.
they're acting like they have a history. So it's not like he just met her for the first time in their minds having sex with her.
Yo, this whole storyline fucked my head up because there were so many things that they've been leading to that doesn't make sense.
And I'm afraid that like India probably is telling Brittany like you need to be like a strong woman kind of shit. Like this,
I know,
and this has nothing to do with it.
Has
nothing to do with that.
Because you can be a strong woman and have sex,
or not have sex.
Right.
Yeah. And I think I think Justin just stated what he was hoping for.
it's this still this weird type of power dynamic that Britney has her powerful WAP, and she's not going to give it to just anybody.
Which is great. Don't give it to anybody. But also, now you're telling him you want him to be honest, but now you want him to work for it.
Right.
And like play, is it, are we playing a game?
Are we playing a game? Yeah.
Like, what if people don't have to work for something? What if you're just honest and tell each other where you are and you're vulnerable about where you are in your life?
And they basically trap him in this of saying, and she's like, we're not going to have sex. And he's like, okay, that's fine. So they've effectively neutered him, and now so she's kind of deciding what happens and what doesn't happen. And then he's going to go back, I think, because he's leaving soon.
Yeah, like the next day or something like that.
Where do they even stand? I'm just like, I will say, if your friends start interrogating, number one, if your friends are taking different tactics like this, and I guess she thought it was funny what Prince said, but India was actually supporting her. But it's not coming from the same place at all.
I'm a nosy friend, and I wouldn't do what these people are doing.
Yeah. These are not good friend tactics.
But
you know what, though? They've been fine on their own.
They have.
Yeah. And it's just, they put I don't know.
We've learned some new terms today, so for all you Carl's wives.
Simp.
Dip.
Carl, you're a simp.
Carl, you a wop, and you're not getting any of my simp. Shooter, go tell him he's not getting my simp.
Shooter. You know she messed it up. She knows she's calling her vagina a simp.
Shooter, do you like my WAP?
She's going around talking to Carl, going to church.
Yeah, my WAP husband.
They're going, what?
That man is such a WAP sometimes.
Such a WAP. I'm hip. I listen to those gays.
Let's talk about Ed from bad to worse.
Thank God this is so brief. This is so hardly anything.
Oh, I cringe the whole time. I cringe the whole time.
Basically, y'all, Liz is coming over because last night, guess what? Shocker, Ed made it about him.
Yeah, this is
Liz
we're
met her ex
this.
Boyfriend. Yep. She was out and about meeting her ex boyfriend. She comes over to talk to Ed about
and
that.
She accused him of having contact with him. Which
no,
so
he
what?
Accused.
That's what
her.
I mean. That's what I meant.
Ed
Thank
accused.
You.
Ed accused Liz of having contact with her ex, and that she's
and
not
so
over
what?
Him.
And so what?
And all this.
He
kind
has
of stuff.
No right.
No. Now look. So she comes over. She looks like she's hungover. She's wearing a hat and night glasses.
She is.
She's like, I'm not fixing my hair today. She sits down, and suddenly Ed says all the right things.
Yeah.
He says, I jump to conclusions. My jealousy is my insecurity. I've got to work on. I'm acting like your boyfriend. I haven't earned this position. I'm going to work on it. Yada, yada.
Right.
This is what Ed does. Mm-hmm. When he fucks up, he tells you exactly what he should say, but then his actions don't back it up at all.
Nope.
Y'all, and guess what? He says he's going to work on it. He's not.
He's an actor.
He hasn't worked on it at all. He didn't work on it with Rose.
Nope.
He didn't work on it with his daughter. He told his own daughter, you're the most important person in my life. And then like still throws her away again.
He is all talk.
He is all talk.
All talk. Yeah. I also wrote down.
Don't trust him.
His constant jokes would make me kill him in his sleep.
It looks like Liz is going to kill him next. Did you see next week on?
Yeah.
When he was in the car making jokes.
I know a lot of people who have friends who make kind of constant corny jokes and they kind of get over it. Yeah. I tolerate it sometimes. But y'all, if I was dating someone like this, it would take one date for me to go, nope. Because the jokes aren't coming from a place of either trying to have fun or kind of just laughing at life. The jokes are coming from a place.
The jokes are not coming from a place of relating.
Yes. The jokes are
coming. Stick.
their shtick, and worse, they're there to mark time. They're there to fill space.
Still, if it was jokes of relating to her, to relating to what they were experiencing, to relating and connecting with her, they would be fine.
And they're desperate because they're supposed to make her like him more, but they just come off as sad. And because they're so desperate.
Sorry, Ed.
That was a vicious read.
Sorry.
But, you know, I don't like him. I'm never going to like him. I think he's gross. I think he's gross with women. I think he makes women feel sorry for them so he can take unnecessary liberty with them.
I think he's
gross.
I empathize with him.
Says someone who liked him.
I did. A lot of people did, though. You know, a lot of people were like, oh, he seems fun, and like, he'll be a character.
Yeah, by episode four, we're all like,
well, that's when we didn't see originally the tattoo on his leg. But
that's the least offensive part of him.
He's just emotional pain on two legs.
Yeah, agree.
And that's, yeah.
I wonder, do you think, like, imagine he was your client, or imagine something like
that.
He'd
have to pay me a lot.
But no, I rarely think this. There's only a couple students I've had like this. You would have to take everything away from him that he was comfortable with. Take all that shtick away and figure out what's left. And then it would probably be all pain. And he would be very uncomfortable for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And he'd have to live with his own pain because all those jokes, you guys, are covering up. It's desperation trying to cover up the fact that he's so insecure about himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely one of those. We just talked about this on an episode of something where I talked about clients who have the awareness to know better.
Yeah.
But they can't. They just don't ever change the action.
Yeah.
That is Ed. He thinks that, well, I think these things, but I don't need to change my actions because I'll just keep like, think it's like Mike. He says, well, we just got to work on stuff. And what do you just think about
right.
it? And then that changes things.
And can I also say that
just think about it.
I feel so sorry for Teddy because Ed is using that dog to be the best part of himself. And that's not what the dog is. The dog is just a regular innocent animal.
Oh, well, that doesn't happen for anybody, dogs. Dogs are, they're...
But I'm saying he randomly shouts at the dog all the time.
But there are, we put on the ciphers. Emotion that we want. Yeah. I mean, I could do a PhD on Mother Poodle and Muffin.
That's the truth. When she said, Muffin's my best friend. And Muffin's like, I want to eat dinner.
I want to eat dinner.
Let's move on.
But they're going. Liz says she's going to the wedding.
Liz is going.
She bought the dress.
And then he's like, "I just can't wait to get the kiss from her." Again, your goals are all off. He wants to kiss her. He wants to make her his girlfriend, and he wants to sleep in the same bed with her.
Well, all of Ed's goals are about him. He doesn't have goals of. He says, I want her to feel comfortable. I want her to this. I'm thinking of her.
It's all lip service.
He doesn't actually think of like, I want her to feel enamored with me. Or I want her to feel like she can be honest with me.
Or get to know me.
Yeah.
Anyway. I agree.
Should we talk about Molly and Kelly?
Boy, this is the saddest one of the whole show. Boy, they're going nowhere.
I've never felt this with a 90 Day Fiancé
character.
It's probably just because we know people like her. I almost want us to go see Molly and just do and like fix
her
life.
Instead of the Yonla, lost cause.
It's called Poodle and Maddie Fix Your Life.
No, and I think I would look have her directly in my eyes say. This is done. This is, I'm wanting something that I will never know how to get there.
I just want to look at her and say, you are lovable and you are more than this.
Yes.
You are enough and you don't need this and you'll be okay.
Whew, that would take a lot. I would need to destroy it first.
So y'all, we're going to get there. And you'll probably, if you're not watching the show, you're going to see why. Because there's something that really happens at the end that I was like.
Yeah. Kelly's leaving.
Kelly's leaving.
And she says, this is, again, her priorities are kind of fucked up because she's like, I still haven't gotten all the info I need to make sure he won't leave me.
I still have a lot of questions, but he's going home.
And I don't get why we just can't have a quiet dinner of talk about your last relationship and say, no, because I've shared this with you. And not, it's in because, but she doesn't feel empowered enough to ask these things because she's afraid he's going to leave.
Yeah.
And the fear of being left means she will never ask the big ones. She tried to get her friends to do it.
It's just the fear of being alone.
Exactly.
She did try to get her friends to do it.
And that was a huge disaster. So
Monster, call me. But yes. That was a huge disaster. And so, because here's the deal. I think Kelly's a perfectly fine guy. I don't think he's a bad guy.
And we'll never know because of, and in her head, though, it's just this place of doubt.
And Kelly says, like, I'm sad. I'm not going to hear a country laugh. And
he's crying on the way to the, on the hospital, on the way to the airport.
And she's like, babe, this really sucks. And he said, he's trying to think of it. So they're going through with it. And then, yeah, and then Molly says, and I can't believe they didn't show this on the show. Molly says, well, yesterday, I'm still trying to deal with yesterday. Kelly brought up something I couldn't deal with because he told me he wants kids. And then they show the flashback. And yeah. I'm like, why didn't you show that?
Yeah, that was probably an interesting conversation.
Because he says he wants to have kids. And she says, oh, well, that's a topic for another day. And I wanted to say, if you want him to be vulnerable and talk about his past relationship, you
need to answer the big questions, too.
You need to sit in your shit together and talk about this.
I wrote down, she's like,
she can't see it.
She's only willing to have the conversations she wants to have.
And she said, I'm not ready to have
this
conversation.
You know why? She's trying to figure out what's wrong with him.
Yes,
so she can push him away.
She doesn't trust.
Exactly.
She doesn't trust.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, that's kind of all that she just says.
Which
like,
says, she says, I don't want kids.
And to me, she's like, but I don't know where we are headed. And I wanted to say,
that's a non-starter if you don't want kids.
Y'all, the person told you they don't want kids. Believe them.
Right.
Don't try.
Or he said, I want kids. Believe him.
Oh, yes. He said, believe him. Do not try to, don't be a Mark from Mark and Nikki.
Or a Michael from Michael and Angela.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You know.
That's
a whole different cultural thing.
I still
thing,
can't so. Believe we're talking about kids on Michael and Angela on Happily Ever After. Y'all, the egg is gone. It smoked its last cigarette. It's gone.
It was nice while it lasted.
See y'all later. I'm going to go have a Mountain Dew in the sky. Anyway. That's a whole thing. But I feel for her because I think she just, I think Molly's a good person who wants love and is worthy of love. But the best thing someone can do, if you're trying to like show your own love for yourself, is not compromise on your boundaries.
Set your boundaries and stick with them.
And set people free. So then you can be free to find that person.
And it's just because she's so afraid of rejection. She won't say no.
She won't.
And it will lead to a knockdown drag out.
And she'll feel like he wasn't up front with her. Or that he like was, she needs to tell herself that he was devious. And lied to her when so far he hasn't.
I also feel like
episodes from now, and he's like a lying piece of shit, and we all go,
well,
oh.
There was a little bit in the where they find something on social media with him.
Oh, okay.
So, however, how have they not talked about the fact that he wanted kids yet? How have they not talked about that?
It should have been talked earlier, especially when he's older.
He's meeting her family. He's meeting her kids.
Like, that should not even... I agree.
That's why this whole... The last third of our show was just me being really frustrated about these people.
A part of me wants to say, well, maybe they did and they're saving it for TV, but I don't think so. I think Molly is so scared to have those conversations.
Can I also say that these five singles are lost. They all need a couples therapist. That's the thing. If they do single life again, they each need a personal couples or therapist to help them work through their dating things. They need a coach.
The sad thing is,
hire us.
Well, you have to pay us a lot.
I agree.
But that's the deal. Is
just give me time with Robbie.
You said this earliest with Fernanda, and it's true. And I'm glad that Fernanda at such a young age is in therapy. I think that actually is going to save her from a lot of bad relationships.
Right.
Because a lot of these, y'all, we don't work these out in therapy. We work these out on each other.
Right. No, totally. But don't you think if they each had a dating coach?
Honestly, I didn't do that until I was in my late 20s either.
But the show would be so much better, I feel like. We could see a little.
Had a dating coach. Where's she go?
Where's she go? But Molly desperately needs someone.
I think Molly.
It's not going to listen to anybody.
Molly needs like a male therapist that she can like have that interaction with a man that she can really trust.
Agreed.
I told my mother that, and then she got a therapist, and he ended up killing himself because he had sex with one of his clients, and it was found out. And she said, "Therapy's not for me." And I was like, "Okay, guess you're not going to go back for that."
Well, that's the show.
Southern Stories,
y'all. Didn't expect it to end that way. Yo, my face.
Southern Stories.
I'm aghast.
They and sad.
I'm agog.
That's why Mama Mar won't do therapy. I can't. How do you argue with that? It's like when your mother used to say, you could have no legs and no arms.
Yeah. You can find us on socials. Go to our website at 90reality gaze podcast.com. You can find us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast. You can find us on Twitter at realitygazepod. We're both on Cameo now, y'all.
We are. Come at us. You can find us
back
on Cameo. She's back.
The bitch is back.
The bitch is back.
And I've got 9 to do.
Uh-oh. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
There's nothing fun about this episode, even though I like this show. I know what it is. No, I can't say that.
Riveting.
I know what it is. Yeah, and if you're a simp looking for your WAP, call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.